So the beginning of this project started with a grant awarded to AHEC, the Area Health Education Centers, to increase opioid overdose prevention in rural Utah. The purpose of the study was to look at barriers such as stigma associated with language describing opioid treatment in rural Utah, specifically Carbon and Emery counties. A little background about the inception of this grant and the project was that in 2016, the opioid overdose rate in Utah was 17.7 per 100,000. This closely follows the national average of 19.8 per 100,000 people during the same time period. However, the overdose rate in Carbon and Emery counties during the same time was 47.7 per 100,000 in 2016. That's nearly a three-time increase over the national and state average. A survey was to be used to rank questions as more or less likely to influence patient perspective positively or negatively. A free text portion was also added to gather information for AHEC in the use of future studies or outreach programs. This study was designed to help identify and mitigate barriers to patients in need in order to address the opioid overdose issues in rural Utah and stretch federal grants as far as possible. However, since data collection from community members, patients, and non-prescribing healthcare workers was interrupted due to the COVID-19 pandemic, survey responses from Carbon and Emery counties was not collected. It is expected that terms such as addict, clean, dirty, or abuse would score lower than language such as disorder, positive, negative, and misuse. As for the open text portion of the survey, I believe that people would have reported that they would go to friends more frequently than support groups. Once the COVID-19 pandemic allows loosened restrictions on gatherings, the dissemination of the survey will add to AHEC's campaign on the opioid overdose issue in rural Utah.